This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Happy birthday! Hey, I said my first words. But snowmen can't talk. All right, come on now. What's the joke? Could I really be alive? I mean, I can make words. I can move. I can juggle. I can sweep. I can count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 9, 6, 8. Well, I can count to 5. Uh-huh. What do you know?
It sounds like an extraordinary conversation with my 2-year-old grandson. 1, 2, 3, 4, 7. So, yeah, is that from Elf? That's from Elf, isn't it? What is that?
That's from Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, Frosty. Yeah. Oh, Frosty the Snowman. Why did I think it was from Elf? There's so many of these movies around and the soundtracks. I honestly am not, we were just talking about this off the air. I'm not an expert when it comes to some of the sounds of Christmas. It's not a bah humbug thing. I just never really found, you know, Miracle on 34th Street. Who hasn't seen that a dozen times?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And, you know, it's just, you know, it's other things that are around some of the late-night TV shows. I mean, we'll have bits and pieces. I think the next couple of days we got to have some of these because they're mood setters, much as anything else. Along with a lot of the stories that are around, here's one. I remember talking about this last year, the episodes of Isaac Winfield, who opened a food bank last year in his garden shed to help people. It was a kind of the trail end of COVID, and so he had success helping people. So now he's going to open a gift bank for mothers and fathers who can't afford presents for their children. So he's going to have the food bank, and he's going to have the gift bank. And so this is going to affect a lot of people. This is a big month for anybody who's trying to come up. It happens to be this kid Isaac's birthday month as well, and certainly the food bank. He used his own money that was given to him on his birthday. What kind of a kid is this, right? Don't you want this kid to be?
Mm-hmm.
want him
this
to be
is
yours?
Like definitely an attitude of gratitude, knowing what he has and wanting other kids to feel the same way, sharing that. And
he's absolutely
awesome. And this is also a way that has helped him himself with overcoming what he calls overcoming his shyness.
Yeah. And so the response, as you can imagine, has been phenomenal to all of his good works, his good deeds. There are people who are going out buying presents to give things that didn't work. You know, re-gifting in a manner of speaking. The support for this, though, baby toys and books and dolls. So the reason I'm telling you this story, why can't this happen in your neighborhood? Why can't you or somebody that you know, maybe you already have, but if you haven't, maybe it's a good thing to do. Think about what you can do. There are all kinds of ways you can get people to donate toys and food, link to something on social media, whatever. You know, it's something. There isn't enough of this through the year. There's lots of it this time of year because that's the spirit of the season. But getting people, I mean, am I asking for too much, though, Jay? Do you think when, you know, you get right down to brass tacks, is it something, would people be as enthusiastic if they were trying to do this all year long? Maybe it's the holidays that bring about.
Yeah, I feel like there's a little bit of a mood of wanting to help more so towards the end of the year.
right.
than there is
yep.
year-round.
mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. All right. And then there are, is people, can you believe this? People are complaining to me about the amount of time I'm spending talking about Christmas stuff. Huh? what is the matter with you? People who don't like the Bah Humbuggers, they're like Christmas. And I get it. There are people who are older all by themselves. They don't want to hear it because it makes them feel bad. But I'm sorry for you because that's not going to happen. What we're going to do here the next couple of days until Christmas is we'll do what we're doing right now. Yeah, there are things going on in the world that need attention and discussion. Those of you who seem to be so much a part of the digital age, all you want to do is complain about stuff. Please go somewhere else. Listen to another program. Just go away. You know, it just is not. You're not helping anything. You're creating a problem not only for yourself, but for others who pay attention to you. I guess I shouldn't be paying attention to you, but I am to a point where I don't. I want you to know I don't like it, and you can go away, or you can listen and. You know, maybe take action to help other people or feel better. Do something. But get out of yourself. Right? Get away from yourself. Here's something that's going
on. Great.
Christmas is great. Is that what
you No, good, is just great. Good news. Good news.
Oh, good news, yeah.
It's great. And it happens to a lot of it be holiday oriented right now.
Mm-hmm. And here's one of those stories, Jay. There's something going on in the nation's penal system. I guess that's the best way to put it. There are prisons. Well, yeah, there's that. But then there's the people who are in families where there is a member of the family behind bars. And it's harder to do this. This is... You take a deep breath when you think, okay, what about the children of people who are in jail or the spouses of people in jail? And what are they doing to communicate? And so there's excuse me for a second.
Yeah, especially the children. Are they dealing with an overwhelmed parent? Are they in the foster care system?
Well,
are they?
No, this is something, yeah, there's that. But there's something that was started during the pandemic when even in jail, people would not go to be close to other people. Your family members go to visit somebody in jail, and they'd either have a mask on or they wouldn't let them in, period. So there's been a move. It started in North Carolina, actually, to put videos into jails so that if you can't get to where your family member is, you can't see them, one-on-one, there's a video hookup that's been set up in a lot of jails. More and more around the country are switching to remote video systems for family visits. Families have to pay the video service contractor $8 for 20 minutes. That's what I kind of have a problem with, is somebody making money on this. But I think it's an interesting concept. What do you think? To have videos so that people can, talk
to inmates. Yeah, especially
for out of state.
Because traveling is not as easy as it once was. And
no.
people are still making, relatively speaking, the same amount of money they were, but inflation has made everything so much more expensive. It's difficult.
Yeah.
And when you want to be with the people that you love and see them and talk with them, I think this video chat kind of thing is great, especially because the technology is already there. We all have it in the palm of our hands.
Yep, there it is. Unbelievable. All right, well, what am I going to do? Can't make the world better. Maybe you can one person at a time. Here's something going on that not many people know about regarding the Middle East war, an aspect of the war that has not been covered by the news media. Apparently, the United States and some of our allies have got together to try to fix this escalating problem in this region of Yemen, where what is happening is that there's 9 or 10 nations who have come together to try to stop the attacks on vessels that are in the Red Sea. They're not just the United States, but a lot of European navies are represented there. And so what's happening is that there are attacks on these ships by people that are in a certain part of Yemen. It's the Houthis, H-O-U-T-H-I-S, a group backed by Iran. I don't know why we don't just blow up. I know this is, sounds silly, maybe, because we shouldn't do this, but you know, go blow up where the Ayatollah is, because he's nothing but a problem. Anyway, so there's an initiative dubbed Operation Prosperity Guardian. Don't you love these things that the military comes up with? Operation Prosperity Guardian. And so the British are in it, Canadians, the French, the Italians, the Netherlands, I don't know what kind of a navy they have, Norway, Spain, some of the other NATO allies. Whether or not it has impact, it's too early to tell. But there are people, as I said, most people don't know about this story. That's why I'm telling it. Because all of the hardware that's being paid for by Iran to support these groups that are in Yemen, that are basically, well, more of a nuisance than anything else. But there have been some sailors on some of these ships that have been killed by the stuff dropped off these off the drones that are flying around. And they just, you know, they need to, they've warned these people against continuing their attacks. But they're not paying any attention because they think they're doing the work of God. And that's because the Ayatollah says, this is the work of God. You need to destroy the infidels on these ships. Madness. It's madness. It is. I mean, how else would you describe it other than being complete madness? It is. So, anyway, Secretary of State Blinken had a call with his Saudi counterpart yesterday. They asked the Saudis why they wouldn't cooperate with the rest of these countries because they want to uphold maritime security. And a lot of the oil that's being taken out of Saudi Arabia is jeopardized by the activity of these Houthis and some of the other nutcake groups that are out there just indiscriminately throwing bombs at everybody. And so I guess that you didn't know that before I talked about it, but now you do. 18 after the hour, this is Good Day.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines, plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 0523. 800-284-0523.
Everybody, it's 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, social media time. If you look around the world, what's going on, people procuring technology for not exactly positive purposes. And so I'm looking at some of the online scams that have targeted holiday travelers. Those of you who are traveling around looking for bargains before Christmas. How do you get some, you know, man, this is, sometimes it starts, it's like Black Friday, it starts before Black Friday. Sometimes these things start before Christmas. Like, I think you're going to be seeing a lot of this stuff over the weekend. The holidays are over, you can get really good deals on all kinds of things, like vacations, but fraudsters are everywhere. And so, if you're going to do business with somebody, you better check with the Better Business Bureau in your community to see if the people who you're attracted to doing business with are guilty of scams, because that'll be very obvious. And so, anyway, especially the people who want to, up here where I am in New England, they want to go to where it's warm in the wintertime, and there are all kinds of fake listings everywhere. People are trying, there's the vacation rental thing. Free vacation scams. There are, you know, the difference between, I have this thing that we advertise, the 541 travel with two nights and 3 days in Las Vegas. That's legit, as any number of hundreds of people who have done it can tell you. But some people think, well, because they're trying to, they ask you if you want to stay more than 2 days. Well, of course they're going to ask you that. And they can set you up, but that's not a scam. It's you say, yeah, I want to go for 2 days, and that's it. Thanks very much. Or you say, you know what? What a great idea. I think I'll stay for 4 days. But that's not a scam. It's, you know, some people think it is because they think not necessarily in a straight line. But there are a lot of booking scams, a lot of travel scams.
Oh, the third-party booking scams, especially because you have these third-party websites that look so incredibly legit.
Yeah.
They offer a discount for booking everything at once, your airfare, your stay, if you need a rental car. And then as soon as you put in your information, somebody calls you, claiming to be from this place, which they are because it's all the same scam, and then they ask for your personal information just to confirm things like your name, your address, your banking information, all of those personal details, and people think it's real because they just submitted information for this, so why wouldn't they already be calling? But the truth of the matter is legitimate businesses don't do that.
Nope. Any more than the IRS calls you. They're not going to call you. I was just looking at something. There's a Verizon thing in my email this morning with an account number. This is going to be shut off in December if you don't pay it. And I looked at the account number. I don't have an account number. But how many people are going to look at that? Oh, I better pay. Right? Let's pay. Yeah.
Well, especially this time of year where more and more people are shopping, like Amazon or the packages, you get a text message with a link saying that there is an issue with the U.S. Postal Service or UPS or FedEx, and you just need to confirm something or your package will be sent back to the sender. And people fall for it because we're all getting packages. We're all sending packages right now.
Mm-hmm. The men who were charged with illegally procuring American technology for the Islamic Revolutionary Guards, this is a drone program using our technology, using social media. This is, we're back to the Iranians again and what they're up to, no good. And so apparently there's a group of Chinese and Iranians, and I'm not sure whether the Russians are involved in this or not, but they're all co-conspirators using a web of foreign companies to they're evading the justice system and getting at ways of using, you know, like the unwitting French company that purchased something from a U.S. company to be used against us. So that's something that they're using technology on. And not good. Got to be aware of this stuff all the time, 28 after the hour.
Shrinkflation was bad enough. Now skimp. Inflation? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. As the cereal box got thinner, Merriam-Webster Dictionary added the word shrinkflation. But at least you can see it by looking at unit price. Now an invisible ripoff, skimpflation. When Smart Balance Spread reduced the share of vegetable oil by 40%, one customer complained that it spits all over when frying an egg and doesn't melt on toast. Maker ConAgra quickly, quote, heard the feedback and decided to return to previous recipes. So it pays to squawk if, for instance, that 1,000-sheet roll of Scott toilet paper feels thinner. One shopper who weighed it and found it 20% lighter posted that quality has gone down the toilet. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is questioning why the international community isn't insisting that Hamas disarm and surrender.
It would be good if there was a strong international voice pressing Hamas to do what's necessary to end this. That could be tomorrow.
During an end-of-year news conference, Blinken expressed his desire for the Israel-Hamas conflict to conclude promptly. Blinken added that the resolution of the conflict cannot involve Hamas remaining intact with the ability to continue attacking Israel. California is considering the possibility of copying Colorado by excluding former President Trump from the Golden States ballot. Lieutenant Governor Eleni Kounalakis is encouraging Secretary of State Shirley Weber to explore all available legal options. The Powerball jackpot has reached $572 million ahead of tonight's drawing. Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Bid you good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
This is Miles Fisher. I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
Yeah, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
This is the North Pole.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Where's the snow?
Why are you smiling like that?
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Make work your favorite. That's your favorite, okay?
Okay.
Work is your new favorite.
Fine.
It's time for the announcement. Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God! Santa here? I know him. I know him.
You'll be here to take pictures with all the children.
Yeah.
Just keep your receipts. 10 a.m. tomorrow.
10 a.m. tomorrow.
Santa's coming to town.
Yes.
Can you sign this for me?
Ooh. Hi. Santa's coming.
Okay.
I have seen this movie so many times that I could visualize the entire scene. Like, I felt like I was watching it.
Mm-hmm.
I could have kept that going.
Well, listen, not a bad thing to keep that sort of thing going. I was looking at some of the stats on Elf. This is the 20th anniversary of the making of the movie and it first appearing. And so apparently Will Ferrell is going around the country and there's a... there's the promotional stuff. You can see this. There's a whole big thing. Actually, movie theaters, I know in my multiplex here, there have been three or four movies, Love Actually, Elf, the first Die Hard, all have been revived so that you can go see them this Christmas season, which I thought was kind of an interesting thing. I thought I wanted to go see Love Actually, and then I thought, nah, because there are some parts of it that make me sad. Like, what's the actress's name that's everywhere? Her name is an L.
Laura Linney.
Laura Linney, yeah. And her thing with her brother. That's so sad. Oh, my God, that's sad. I'd rather look at the last part of it is really the best, with the entertainment, right? And the kid and running after the plane, the girl. I mean, that's the stuff. I think the other thing that's...
And Hugh Grant.
Emma Thompson. Yeah, Hugh Grant is fabulous. That thing with the girlfriend is... Yeah, that's a great part of it. I like that one, too, that part of it. But anyway, so that's the story. We're all thinking about what's going on for Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to everybody. Here's a woman who reaped an unexpected benefit from her morning coffee this week, $1 million. Her name is Maria Valdez. She was in Andover, Massachusetts at a gas station, and she got a cup of coffee. She normally does. She stops in here, and she decided to throw a lottery ticket, get one while she was checking out. So she spent $20 to participate in the $10 million Premier Cash Instant Ticket Game. This is at a gas station, remember. So what'd she get for her investment of $20? Da-da-da-da-da! $1 million. So
that is fantastic.
There have been a number of these stories, haven't there? People buying, you know, these tickets and then winning. It's very, there's another one from Bowling Green, Kentucky, where somebody else did kind of the same thing and won the lottery, the scratch tickets. I've never done the scratch stuff. Have you ever played? There's another story in Florida that's the same thing.
I've done the scratch, but I've never won big.
Yeah. Well, how much have you? I actually did it once and won $10. I paid $10 for the scratch ticket and got $10 for another scratch ticket.
That's what, when I have one, it's been like about that amount, and you just use it to get another ticket, because why not?
Yep. Yeah, there you go. All right, the Senate is adjourning this week. The United States Senate, no compromise deal to secure the southern border, no deal to aid Ukraine, no deal on what we need to have to keep the government running after the end of December. This Congress, when you look at the decisions that have been made, productivity or lack thereof, it comes down that this is, it passed, look at what we're paying for. Do you know how many billions of dollars we spend in Congress paying for them and their staff and their process? Congress passed 27 bills that became law this year. 27. What an outrage. Why aren't we all protesting? We should all get on a bus and go to Washington and protest that. Nothing's getting done. These people are off in the corner somewhere doing whatever they do. And so, they're not getting anything done. Anyway, I just find it stressful. So probably bring it up, right? And get all my panties in a wad about that. Then there is the European Union's contribution to the problems of migration and immigration. There's an idea here that we should be, you know, I keep saying, all right, we're going to stick pretty much to Christmas, but there's some stuff going on that just requires a comment and a thought and, you know, maybe a little bit more information. The European Union has agreed to overhaul their entire system, making it a lot easier to deport people who are asylum seekers that come in. So, in essence, what they're doing, Jay, by doing this, is limiting entry into the European Union. Now, let's see what kind of teeth they put behind it, so you can, you know, is this going to work? Or is it going to, just be kind of lip service? I think that when I look at this, I'm kind of reading through it now here, what I can understand. It looks to me like this would be a good model for us. We have such, go down to El Paso, all right, just drive down the 10, pull off, those of you in El Paso, listen to the program, you know what I'm talking about. You just pull off the highway up on the top of the hill and look across to the bridge that goes into Juarez and see the people coming across. And there are some people that work on both sides and they cross every day, and that's not the problem. The problem is that there are a lot of people who have come El Paso, and there's four or five other places along the Rio Grande where there's official places where you can come, legitimate places. That's not where the problem is. The problem is in all these other places up and down the river, and not only in Texas, but New Mexico and Arizona, California as well. Although the problem seems to be less in California. But there are a lot of these migrants who are using YouTube to document their journey, and also the dastardly TikTok. So they send this back to the people at home so they can see where the weaknesses are in crossing over into the country. And so, okay, well, we'll go there. And I don't know what's going on with the border guards, but obviously they're not doing their job, or they're not enough of them, or whatever. But this is a
Are these very public videos, or are they keeping them private?
No, no.
You have to get to the link to get
maybe
it.
Why don't you Google?
Like
you don't mind.
Just because it seems like if they're acknowledging where the weaknesses are, and so that more people can come through, you would think that this would be acknowledged and then adjusted. So that they weren't the weak parts.
Yeah. One of the good things about this week is that our economy and business investment is showing really strong signs since the announcement was made about the interest rate, and they're not going to increase it. In fact, they figure they're going to lower it by a quarter of a point at different area at different times of next year. So that'll be a big story as we look forward. The whole business about the minimum wage, what happens as of the first, you know, we're getting to the time of year, everybody's going to go, okay, let's review the big stories this past year and social media and all of the things that people moan and groan about during the year. They'll be highlighted, a lot of moaning and groaning between Christmas and New Year's. One of the things is a review of the high minimum wages. What's changed? Business owners are concerned about whether they can survive because they're never asked, really. Legislative bodies pass these regulations, especially in California. As much as I love California, the political climate there is so bad for businesses. And when you really buckle down to specific areas, for example, my son lives in West Hollywood. And he told me last night, we were talking about, there's a survey in the L.A. Times that put different parts of L.A. up against other parts of big cities like Chicago and New York. And West Hollywood has the highest minimum wage of any place in the country. The average minimum wage is $20.13. So the average person who's starting a job in West Hollywood, no matter what your qualifications are, if the average is $20.13, you can be sure that a lot of other people, there are some of these people going into the fast food stores, the fried food chains, that are getting $500 bonuses just to sign up
just
and
sign on, yeah.
Yeah.
And now, this is only for hourly positions, not salaried positions,
yeah.
If I'm correct.
Right. Yes, right.
Salary
exactly.
Positions, while you may get benefits and everything, you still are, when you break down your wage of hours, you're probably making less than minimum.
Yeah. I remember this week, earlier on, we were talking about the Pope announcing that priests could bless same-sex couples and same-sex marriages and that sort of thing. So, in Manhattan, James Estra, I think his name is, there's a scribble here, but anyway, two guys who have lived together and loved together and wanted to get married in the church because they're both Catholics, practicing Catholics. Imagine being a practicing Catholic and being told by your religious leaders that your love for this other person is no good. Right? Well, that's changed. There's a picture of them getting married yesterday. Listen.
That's beautiful.
I thought that was kind of cool.
I'm here.
Let's get married.
Like anybody who was looking at for their parents for unconditional love, and they always had a good relationship, and as soon as they came out, that relationship was over. And just, heartbreaking.
Yep, it is.
Because that's love not unconditional love.
Need a lot of love, man. The world needs a lot of love. We were talking about that yesterday. Hey, what happened with that discussion of the Confederate Memorial at Arlington National Cemetery? So they were told by the cemetery authorities they couldn't remove it. So they went to court, and a judge cleared the way for this Confederate Memorial to be removed. You're not doing anybody any favors there, boys and girls. Because without these things, you remove them all, whitewash the history of our country, and don't cause curiosity. Hey, Mom, what's that all about? What's the Confederacy about? What happened? What was the Civil War about? That stuff's not really being taught much anymore. And when you keep whitewashing the places like the cemetery, Arlington National Cemetery, by taking that stuff out, you do a disservice to America and to the people who have fought and died in wars like that. That's my opinion. It's 48 after. This is a good day.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, a breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
One of the bright spots on the radio is Warren Eckstein and his pet show, heard on many of these same stations every weekend. Warren is a blessing and a solid contributor to Radio Wonders, if you will. I have been a fan of Warren's ever since I met him. And I can tell you that it's a long and dusty trail that we've followed together over the years. So talking about pets and animals and stuff, make sure you avail yourself of the opportunity to even watch, actually on Facebook, the Pet Show every weekend as well. Warren and his cast of like three dozen dogs that are in the studio with him. You'll love all of them. So here's a story about a squirrel. You know, we talk about pets. We talk about dogs, we talk about cats, we talk about things. But how many people have a pet squirrel, right? How many people have you? You must have trained over the years very interesting animals. And so I'm wondering whether or not you've ever trained a squirrel and what it's like to be around a squirrel. Can you actually train? They seem like scatterbrains to me.
No, they're amazing little animals. Quite honestly, though, I've never trained a squirrel.
No.
I help people understand maybe squirrels, but I've never trained a squirrel because I think there's certain animals that should be left to their own device. Of course, unless there are people that have rescued injured squirrels that have wound up keeping them as pets because they needed to be rehabilitated. But I've never had the opportunity of training pets. I've worked with snakes. I worked with a bored boa constrictor. That was an interesting case.
A bored boa constrictor?
Yes, a bored boa constrictor. The guy called me from Dallas, Texas. years ago, and he had this boa constrictor, and all of a sudden it wasn't eating, it was just not moving around, and I took a look at it, and it was been in the same area, the same location, the same vivarium for its entire life. So I had him change it, make it bigger, add rocks, add stones, add things to climb on, and the snake came around. The snake was just getting depressed because he was totally bored in the same environment day in and day out.
I think that animals get bored. I think dogs get bored. I can see it in my dog, frankly, when they're not, you know, either they aren't in sync with their regular daily habits, and then they, you know, they get off, or if you have them doing things like, I take Daisy with me everywhere. Sometimes, you know, I'm busy for a while, she's in the truck, she's watching what's going on, but I gotta think that it's boring. Is the same as if they stay at home. You know, how many people leave their dogs home all day long? They go to work. The dog sits around and does what? What is the dog doing for 8 or 10 hours while you're gone? Isn't the dog
thinking
bored?
About what he's going to do when you come home? Well, yeah, dogs do get bored. Yeah. Certain people bore dogs. I know, there are times over the years where I've walked into situations where the dog was totally bored with certain individuals, and I found that I was generally bored with the same people the dog was bored with. So it works out. But yeah, dogs. They do get bored, and boredom is one of the biggest behavioral issues that I deal with. I mean, let's face it. If a dog's left 8 hours a day, and you don't compensate with exercise before you leave or when you come home, or make the environment interesting when you're gone, then the dog's going to become bored. And that boredom can destructive chewing and housebreaking and all kinds of other problems. So boredom is a big problem with dogs, and that's why it's so important to keep the dog physically active but mentally stimulated as well.
Now, you did a shtick on your program a week or so ago about dogs hiding and why they do. You went into the psychology of dogs hiding. Will you share that with the audience here?
Yeah, I was talking about the concept that dogs are a little bit different than cats when it comes to hiding. When a dog's not feeling well, they carry their feelings on their shoulders. So when a dog's not feeling well, they're more apt to approach a person that they feel comfortable with. On the other end, cats are more silent sufferers. So cats, going back to predatory prey issues, when a cat's not feeling well, they want to go and hide. That's why a lot of people, when they get an older cat or the cat's not feeling well, they can't find the cat, it's hiding. But dogs look. They look for someone that they can be confident, someone they trust, someone they feel comfortable around to make them feel good. So, yeah, it's absolutely true that they do comfort. Now, here's an interesting point, though. I just started writing about this morning. Do you ever notice that when you get up from an area, that Daisy just takes that same spot?
Because she goes right to it, and now she likes the is it the vibe? Is it the heat? Is it the smell? What is it that they're attracted to that they want to be?
It's the scent. It's the warmth. When your dog steals your spot because they enjoy the scent that you leave behind, more so, your spot represents warmth and comfort for them. They instinctively know that that spot has been had a familiar place in it, a familiar person in it, and they feel a lot comfortable. So, yeah, my dogs are the same. The minute I get up, they're there. And that's because it's a comfort zone for them. It makes them feel really, really confident and comfortable.
This program is here in Hopkinsville, Kentucky. Somebody on the station sent me the story of a pit bull who was sworn in by the police as their new patrol officer. Get it? Patrol officer.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. The dog showed up at the police station one day and found a forever home there. Apparently escaped from an animal shelter someplace. I thought this was kind of a cool thing. So they made official officer of the police force. Dog's name is Bolo in Hopkinsville, Kentucky. There you go.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.